and welcome to New Sektor Review. Today's product is the Leighton 10 Suctions, 10 Vibrations with Sexy Female Moaning Bullet Style Halloween Cosplay Masturbator. I'm not sure what the Halloween cosplay is. Maybe it's these, I don't know, look like jet engine rocket boosters, which do absolutely nothing. But I'm a huge fan of Leighton, so I was very excited to check out this product. I have no idea what these are. They don't do anything. I think it's just molded plastic, but it makes it look like this is like a rocket, and these are like booster rockets, and it says Turbojet 20. So I'm sure there's a reason for it. This is a really cool vibrating suction toy. Very powerful. However, this isn't the best I've used, not even recently, and I'll talk about that a little bit later. Before we talk about the toy overall, including the price and other comparable toys you might want to consider, let's look at this toy specifically. So just have a look at it. Again, they went for like a rocket aesthetic. So it looks like, turbojet, whatever. Leighton is usually a very good brand. Whenever I review a Leighton toy, it's usually the best in its class. Leighton is a very, very good brand. One thing I did appreciate about the Leighton is it has a separate USB charge port and headphone jack. So there are built-in moaning sounds for this toy. I never use them. They're always garbage. Best case scenario, it's a woman moaning at you in Chinese. Who cares? Just put on a porn or some ASMR video on YouTube and just use that. Worst case scenario, it's highly compressed audio. It sounds like it's coming out of a Sega Genesis, and it's awful. So I never use the built-in moaning. I mean, we live in a world where you can have earbuds that are Bluetooth enabled. You can have your computer playing an ASMR video in another room or something. You don't need to have the moaning built into the toy. Let's talk about the actual interface. Well, let's talk about the insert. So it has a generic hole, which I appreciate. I like when it's just a hole. It's not like molded to look like a vagina or an anus or a mouth. It can be whatever hole you want, whatever hole you're into. So the insert has just a generic hole. Let's talk about the interface. So there's four buttons and there's a central display. The top button is, this is like rotation. Then we have plus, minus, and the power button. Now what I really like about this, and let me make sure that you can see this. It's got a really, not elaborate, it has a very detailed display which tells you a lot of stuff. Like for example, you can see right here the vibrations are set to zero. You even have like a battery gauge, so we're about like, I don't know, between 100 and 75% in terms of battery life. And you could hit the plus button and you can see this dial begin to ratchet up, and this is increasing the suction. And you can even see like the little pulses on the LCD display. And then you get the little cycle button, and that turns on the vibrations. So you can see the number. This tells you what setting the vibrate. Let me see. Oh my gosh. Right here, that tells you the number, the vibrations. So right now it's at vibration setting 2. Now we're at 3, so I think this is high. All right. Now, to show you what this actually looks like, I'm just going to cover this. Well, let me cover it with my palm so you can actually see it suck. Well, I can't really see it. Maybe if I just cover my thumb. Oh, there you go. You can really see that. So I'm going to cover this with my thumb. Look at this. So I'm not... I know you don't have to believe me. I'm not pushing down with my thumb. I'm just resting my thumb over the hole. So with this couple light sucks, 3 light sucks, 4 light sucks, and then a powerful suck, and then another powerful suck. There we go. So here's the problem. All right, this is a very powerful suction toy, right? You can see it sucking my thumb down. And again, I'm not pushing down on this. I'm just resting my thumb over the hole so you can see the suction. The problem is, despite the powerful suctions, at the end of the day, it only sucks for like a few seconds. You know, it sucks for half a second, then it lets go. Which is fine, but it's not the best. You can actually see the insert. You can see the insert kind of suck in and vibrate. See that little gap? You can see it suck in and shake. So that's pretty cool. All right, so let's turn this off. All right, so that's the toy in a nutshell. Pretty powerful suction. Now the vibrations is just a bullet vibrator in this little pocket. You can take it out, put it back in. The insert is pretty stubby. And here is the inside of the toy. It has a cushion at the bottom, and you know, obviously that's where the suction happens, and it just pulls on the insert. Pretty easy to clean. So here's the issue with this toy. Is it powerful? Sure, when it's sucking. The problem is you can't get it to suck for longer than like a half a second. So again, I'll turn on the power. Okay, so we're going to maximum. Okay, I don't know, let's see, 10? Now, which one is the really, is it 3? I want maximum suck, all right? Give me maximum suck. Maximum suck. Suck, keep sucking. Is it, it must not, maybe. I can hear it start to whine. There, you hear that? All right, there we go. So I wasn't, it actually sucked the insert in. All right, here we go, that's what I'm talking about. It's a nice, good suck. So you can see here, I'm trying to, you can hear, I'm trying to cover the hole. There we go. Anyway, all right, so here's the, you get the picture. I think that might be the most powerful setting. Here's the thing about this toy. The jet engine aesthetic is pretty cool. The LCD screen is very informative. I appreciate that the USB-C cord is different than the you know, moaning headphone jack. All that being said, it's not the best even toy in its class. In fact, I reviewed another toy recently from Best Vibe, which is this. So this is the, hold on, let me go to the page. I don't think Best Vibe's gonna mind if I talk about another toy since they sell both of them. But this is a toy I reviewed recently called the Cupsland Vacuum Suction and Vibrating Male Efficient Enlargement Penis Pump. And the cool thing about this toy is not only is it a fully functional penis pump, it also comes with, hold on, oh my gosh, it got stuck to the coaster. Anyway, so here's the insert that it comes with, right? It's a fully functional insert. And just to show you this, this spring has a vibrator in it. So as you're using the pump, the vibrator maintains positive physical contact with your dick. So I found this toy to be much more powerful than the Leap. And so this toy, you can use it as a sex toy and it'll suck it in and you'll feel the vibrations from the spring. And you could use it like as a fully functional penis pump on top of that. And it has the insert and everything, right? So here's the thing. The Cupsland Vacuum Suction Vibrating Male Efficient Penis Enlargement Pump, which is a very powerful suction toy with a vibrator that doesn't just rest on the side of your dick, it actually like pushes against the tip of your dick, so you actually feel it more intensely. And it's a fully functional penis pump with much more powerful suction, and it costs about $10 less than this. So the Cupsland is $83.99, where the Leighton, let me click. So the Leighton is $91.99. Now I do have a coupon code, but honestly, if you asked me which one would I recommend, I'd recommend the Cupsland rather than the Leighton. They're both good suction, like they both fully function as vibrating sucking toys, but this one not only is a fully functional penis pump on top of being a vibrating sucking toy, but the suction is much more powerful because it is a functional penis pump. So if it gets sucking too hard, there's an emergency release valve in the back. So you can push that if it's a little bit too intense. With the Leighton, there's no emergency release valve because it never really sucks that hard. It sucks for like half a second and lets you go. Half a second lets you go. Half a second lets you go. This one will suck, 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 suck. And then you can hit a button if it's sucking too hard and starts to hurt. So I like a toy where I control the power of the suck rather than the toy limiting how much it sucks. The fact that this Cupsland toy, the vibrator is directly on the tip of your dick, as opposed to the Leighton, which again, the vibrator is just a bolt vibrator resting on the side of your dick. So there's that. As far as cleaning, the Leighton is easy to clean. You have to put the little bullet vibrator in its little pocket, where this one is super easy to clean. You just take this out, clean it. You don't have to worry about putting this in a pocket because it's in this little spring. So anyway, had I not been given the Cupsland penis pump by Best Vibe, I probably would be giving the hold on, it's for some reason it's not staying. Anyway, if I hadn't been given the Cupsland penis pump toy from Best Vibe, I would probably be giving this toy a higher score, maybe recommending it a little bit more, because it is a powerful suction toy. It feels really good. I do enjoy the whimsical kind of jet engine aesthetic. However, at $91.99, this is pretty expensive. Now, it's still within what I would say a fair range. It's less than $100. With the coupon code, it's an even better deal. But, I recommend the Cupsland penis pump over the Leighton, because not only is it a more powerful suction toy and the vibrator is better positioned for direct contact on your tip, where you're more sensitive anyway, but it's also a fully functional penis pump. So you're basically getting a free penis pump, essentially, for a toy. It may not have the jet engine aesthetic. You know, it's obviously a penis pump, but you're saving $10 for a better toy. Now, I know I already reviewed this toy in another video. I'm supposed to be reviewing the Leighton, but they do sell both of these products on Best Vibe. So I don't think Best Vibe will be too upset. If they are upset, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to be informative. Anyway, I do have a coupon code, and it will work for both products. So if you really want the Leighton, because look, Leighton is a good company. This isn't a bad toy. I do agree, you know, if you really want to split hairs, the LCD is probably one of the most informative, you know, information-rich displays I've ever seen. So this toy has things going for it. But I recommend the Cupsland, and it's $10 less. Anyway, thank you, Best Vibe, for sending me this toy. Use the coupon code. You can save some money off of the Leighton. You can save some money on the Cupsland. Whatever toy you want to get, it's good for the whole site. So check it out. Thank you very much, Best Vibe, for sending me this toy. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.